You're listening to SBS News.
Alan May has given years of his life to serve Australia. The Vietnam War veteran continues to give back to his country, donating his cherished medals to the Australian War Memorial.
I said, did you sit anywhere? I said, if I die before they get anywhere, I said, they're just going to sit there.
Between 1951 and 1959, 18-year-old men were required to register for national service. Over 220,000 underwent 6 months of compulsory military training in the Army, Navy or Air Force. The men got to choose in which branch they served. In 1964, a national service scheme was reintroduced, with the government granted new powers to send national servicemen overseas. This was significant as, at the time, Australian soldiers were involved in the Vietnam War. All 20-year-old males were required to register with the Department Labor and National Service, with conscripts selected in a random birthday ballot. Exemptions were granted to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the medically unfit, as well as theology students. Under the scheme, which would run until 1972, almost 64,000 young men were conscripted to serve 2 years full-time in the Army. More than 15,000 of the conscripts served in Vietnam. Mr. May was among them. He was 21 when he was conscriped in 1965. After arriving in Vietnam, he became a forward scout. Historians believe he fired the first shots in what became known as the Battle of Long Tan. At a wreath-laying ceremony in Canberra, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne paid tribute to the conscripts and those who volunteered to serve.
The men that we talk about today served our nation in times of great uncertainty and strategic peril.
In addition to his medals, Mr. May has donated letters that he wrote to his mother from the front line.
With my medals being in the War Memorial, with my letter being there and the reading the letter about the Battle of Long Tan and what happened and seeing the movie and having the medals there, well, they can see that That's what you get when you go to war.
Mr. May's medals will go on display permanently at the Australian War Memorial's Long Tan exhibition. He hopes they will help Australians understand the contribution he and other national servicemen made to the country's history. The director of the Australian War Memorial, Brendan Nelson, says it's an immense gesture.
It's not possible for me to adequately convey to Australians the emotional importance of those medals to that man, and then the generosity of his gift of giving them to us, the Australian people.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.